I don't know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Good. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Divine Connections. You're with Lynn Bleasdale and Sue Fields Dalamonte and Ryan Adragna. And we're talking about tonight the most common signs from spirit and how can we tell if spirit and loved ones are around us. And with that, I'll put it over to Ryan or Sue, whoever would like to give their thoughts. Don't everyone talk at once, though.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is Sue. Some of the signs that I've experienced when loved ones are around is smell. I could always tell when my husband Ray would come to visit me. He was a cigar smoker, so I would smell his cigars, and he also worked on semi-trucks doing the tires, so he always had that rubbery, oily smell, and I would smell the combination of that rubbery, oily smell in the cigar, so I knew he was around. And my aunt, who was like a mother to me, absolutely loved her roses. So when she comes around, I can smell the roses. Now, my mother, on the other hand, when Ray would come to visit, she would smell Parmesan cheese because he was Italian and he ate Parmesan cheese on everything. But smell was has always been a real big thing for me. And I also get flashing lights, like little twinkling lights. I will either get the cold sensation or an extremely warm sensation, depending on who's around. And then we always have the other little signs, coins that turn up when they shouldn't be there, feathers. Music. You can, all of a sudden a song comes on the radio that was a favorite of a loved one that you haven't heard in a long time and makes you think of them. And also you know if a loved one is around, if you're just sitting watching TV or whatever you're doing and all of a sudden they pop into your thoughts, then that means they're there. That's some of the signs that, just a couple of them that I experience. How about you, Ryan? Are you there, Ryan?
Have Ryan.
I'm sorry. can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
We can hear you now.
I bought this fancy schmancy iPhone Plus, and I'm an idiot to it. I realized I had that little mute button on, so oh my gosh. Okay,
hey,
I'll like kindergarten. I like kindergarten style. 1, 2, 3, ABC. Come on, Ryan, get to it. Okay, so yeah, that's how that works. I completely agree with Sue. And it doesn't matter what vibrational frequency you are, and if you're the third dimension, if you're alive, or if you've transitioned over to the light, which is the fifth dimension, or if you've ascended up to the sixth dimension, yada, 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 all the way up to the higher vibrational frequencies, you're always attracted to, persons, places, and things. So, my grandpa loved his cologne. My grandma loved her red wine. My uncle loved fishing, and the smell of fried fish. You know, if you go to your Friday night fish fries, we have that in Wisconsin. I don't know about anywhere else in the United States, but everyone has their Everyone has their unique signs and symbols when they want to know, when they want you to know that they're around. And sometimes spirit can be mischievous. It's like, I know I left my keys on the counter right there. I know I did. and they're not there. And then 2 hours later, you're rustling around the house and your keys are there and you're like, what just happened there? So sometimes spirit can play games, and they're just, maybe they're testing your stress level. I don't know, but if your grandma who passed, and I'm speaking to the callers now, if your grandma who passed liked going out and chasing butterflies or whatever, she may send butterflies around you. So, or if your father liked tinkering around in the garage, they'll give you signs like, okay, where's this screwdriver at? So, signs from the afterlife come from all different shapes, sizes, and forms, just say oosa and slow our mind down to a crawl and just say, guess what? I need a sign. I miss my mother passed away 3 years ago. I really, really, really need a sign from her. And you ask for it. And say, for example, she liked roses. She was a gardener. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day you're walking into the Lowe's or Home Depot's or the Menards of the worlds, and you walk into the garden, you see a bunch of beautiful, luscious roses for sale, half off. You're like, ah, that's why I came here, because my mother's here, and she loved roses, and she's giving you a sign. So it comes from everywhere. It comes from the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes. And for the callers, every person I've ever worked on likes validation from the physical plane. It's nice to see the butterflies, the dragonflies, the roses, the smell of perfume. It's nice to see that stuff because you can validate in this 3D body. It's harder to do that from the emotional standpoint because you're still grieving. You're like, I love my dad. He died 3 years ago, and I can't connect with him. Well, saying I can't is kind of blocking you. You can connect with him. You just have to raise your vibrational frequency as he drops his, and you connect at a certain level that you guys have a mutual interest in. And on the spiritual level, it's the same thing. As you open up your sixth chakra, your third eye, you begin to understand, so yeah, that's how that works. I mean, you begin to understand where they're at, and in your dreams you have these, you ask your angels and guides to have these lucid dreams where you know you're dreaming in a dream, and you ask your loved ones to come across to you and you meet them again. So that's what I have. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Sorry about that. That was a little bit of a babble there.
That was wonderful.
Sorry about that. Blah, 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 blah. I could go on for another 30 minutes.
Oh,
sorry about that.
No, that's wonderful. I really hope you write a book one day, Ryan. You know, you've got amazing stuff going on. You could put in a book. Anyway, just a suggestion. Yeah, I was just going to add a little of the tech stuff to signs of spirit. Orbs and spirit energy in photographs is starting to become very common. And there's a really cool meditation on YouTube that shows the difference between an open and focused meditation and a closed and non-focused. And the difference in the number of orbs that show up around the meditation is absolutely astonishing. And people are sending orb pictures in more and more, and it's very cool. Also, phones will ring, and there won't be any kind of return phone call or number on the phone. And usually it's like one ring. And you'll see spirit shadows just out of the corner of your eye. You can see the movement. Why we can't look straight on, some people can, but most of us will just catch that little glimpse. Feathers are a sign. Often people find feathers of all colors. Told white feathers mean angels, but I think it's whatever you take it to mean is what it means for you. And numbers, too. Seeing numbers on like license plates, billboards, whatever. Numbers will recur, or on clocks. You know, always seeing 11:11. Some people have been seeing that a lot lately. You can also tell by the temperature in the room. Sometimes you'll get a little cold. Oof. And all the energy seems to have, the heat seems to have drained a bit. But, and you can actually feel spirit energy around you. I would describe it as like non-painful electricity. And it's very, very, I mean, you can't miss it. If you're feeling it, you're feeling it. And again, you'll get music, songs that mean something to both of you. And again, electricity, you get the lights flickering. I use a little flashlight that I can often get spirit, like an intelligent response coming through. Not always, and not every spirit can do it, but some of them can. It's really neat when they do. So there you go. That's my it's my 10 cents. And I guess we've got some callers waiting, eh, Sue?
Yeah, we do.
Shall we rip into it?
That was beautiful, Sue. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's do it. We're both on the board here, and I think I was waiting for Sue. Sue was waiting for me. I'm going to answer area code 510. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Oh, hi, my name is Sasha.
Hi, is that Sasha?
Tasha, T-A-S-H-A.
Tasha, thank you. All righty. Do you have a question tonight?
I want to know what is my strongest ability or psychic ability.
All right. I'll ask you too, Tasha. How do you know when spirit is around you? Have you had experiences that you can share with us?
Yeah, sometimes I could see them, or I can smell them. Smell their face or whatever they're trying to bring to me.
Right. Yeah, that's a wonderful way to receive spirit. Would anyone like to go first, or how do we want to do this?
Hmm. Well, Tasha, this is Sue. I'm picking up that the hearing, you're going to hear voices from the other side coming through.
I did that 2 days ago. I heard my friend say my name real loud, and I was just like, what is, I'm really here? Because I was trying to connect with him telepathically,
mm-hmm.
and I heard him say my name.
I feel that is going to increase, and you're going to hear more coming through.
Okay.
My nose is tingling, so I'm going to say you're going to be picking up a lot more smells that are signifying that someone from the other side is near you.
Okay.
You're going to take your time, have a lot of patience, because it'll mm-hmm. come in slowly, but once it starts coming in, it's going to pick up. And
okay.
I get like a real sensitive feeling, so I pulled a couple of cards for you, and Archangel Haniel is saying that you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. So when you start getting emotional, stop. Figure out if that emotion is from you or from somebody else. Acknowledge it and deal with it. When you know if it's yours, figure out how you have to take care of that emotion. If it's somebody else's, deal with it and let it go. Don't hang on to anything that comes through from someone or something else. That when you hang on to other energies, that's something that can really affect your ability and your energies. So just really take time and be sensitive to you and what you're feeling, hearing, seeing, smelling. And are you eating a healthy diet and getting enough water and exercise in?
Well, I've recently just started walking, and I'm really starting to drink more water.
Okay, because I'm picking up healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
You might want to pay attention to that. You know, get more healthy foods into your diet, more fruits, vegetables, leafy greens. Keep up with the extra water and the exercise. And the more you take care of your temple, which is your body, the more your abilities will increase. But first of all, you have to take care of yourself.
Okay. So is my vision, is what about my vision? Is my vision good or no?
That I don't know, hon. I'm not picking up anything on that. Ryan might be able to help more with that.
Yeah. Okay.
He's more of the healer, and he can pick up on different things in those areas.
Okay.
But those are the messages that I have for you, Tasha. I hope they helped.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'll pass you over to Ryan.
Yeah, hey, Tasha. I just dropped my phone, so I didn't pick up the last question. I had to put my earpiece back in my ear. What was your last question, please?
As far as my vision, how's my vision?
Could you speak up, please?
Okay. I want to know how's my vision as far as psychic abilities.
Oh, your vision, your psychic. Okay, your third eye. Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. Hold on for a second here. As I'm scanning your energy field here, I'm picking up on a sore upper jaw muscle, clenching your teeth, which means that it's a two-way street here. Number one, you're not speaking your truth because when you speak your truth, people around you are resisting it and you're blocking yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm also picking up, and that's tied to your fifth chakra, your throat chakra, okay? Through no fault of your own. And I'm also picking up, I don't mean to be a negative Nelly here. I'm just picking up a negative energy. So I do spot reads here on the radio. I'm also picking up a lot of stomach aches with you, which are tied. Stomach aches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm picking up a lot of stomach aches, and that's pretty much tied to your mostly is between your solar plexus. It kind of bleeds down to your sacral chakra, so it's kind of a combination between your third and second chakra, and that's coming from a bleed through from your throat chakra. So, basically what you need, this is about boundaries, okay? What you need to do is you need Tasha to own your clairs. And on right now, this is, and I mentioned boundaries. What I'm picking up right now is that there are external forces in your life, be it your father, uncle, aunt, cousin, brother, sister, I don't know. But there are others who are witnessing what you're going through, and they have a hand in this, and they don't like what's going on with you. They're like, whoa. Tasha,
yeah.
What you're going through doesn't make any sense. Come on, you're not level-headed. You're not, you know, you have to go to, and I'm not talking down on church people here, okay? But
yeah,
like,
I got thrown into a psychiatric place behind me. So I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, so what you need to do, and this is something that you signed up for, okay? This is what I'm getting from my spirit team, is that this is a very, very, very hard lesson that you signed up for, and I'm going to quote Tasha, something from a very famous lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. what anybody thinks of you should be none of your business. If you want to go out and be the best that you can be as a light worker, then you be it. And you know, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, they're going to talk smack. They're going to say this, that, and the other thing about you, but hold steady. The road of the light worker is rocky, because I know I'm one, and I get a lot of smack talk. I get pushed to the side, left, right, up and down. It's like, oh my God, this isn't. It's like a ping pong game, you know. It's like damn, darn, left, right, up, down. It's like, and you know what I'm talking about. I can feel your energies are coming. They're coming through really clear. Your goal right now for the next. I'm hearing 1 to 5. 1 to 5. Come on, spirit team. Give me some clarity here. Hold on here. Not 1 to 5 months. No, more like within the next under 1 to 5 years. Years. You need to build your foundation as to who you truly are as a light worker, Tasha. Okay? And don't let anybody stop you, because you're here for a very specific reason, and that is to help change the world, and we do all that one step at a time. So does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, how am I supposed to make changes to the world? How? In what way?
Meditation, listen to your angels and guides, and ask them why you're here. To give you more specifics, you know, I'll just say this to you. If you want the cliff notes to your life, find a reputable Akashic Records reader, and these two wonderful ladies that you're talking to, Lynn and Sue. There are many wonderful vetted mediums, and these two ladies are a great start. They're wonderful. They're outstanding. And I would recommend that you kind of take a peek at your cliff notes and say, okay, so where am I supposed to be in the next 5 years? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
All righty. Do you have any questions for me?
Anything you could pick up around me?
As far as what?
It could be anything.
I got the dollar sign in my mind. You're worried about finances.
Right.
But the universe supplies abundance, so you need to figure out what truly makes you happy. Right now, you're not happy with what you're doing. So, I would suggest that you find out what makes you truly happy. And take an inventory of yourself, an inventory of your skills. It may be a career change. You never know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that Tasha needs to figure out. Maybe sit on the back porch, watch the sunset, take a sip of hot tea or some cold tea, whatever, and do an inventory of yourself. Because the dollar sign is coming up in my mind, is that's what you're most worried about right now.
Yeah.
I follow your heart. Your fourth chakra is a little jacked up right now, but that's because you're not following your heart. So you can get that all squared away. And I think you know what you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I already have a plan in action that I'm just waiting for it to fall into fruition right now. So,
you know what?
Right now, I'm not happy because of certain things ain't in certain places right now for me to be happy, because I'm dealing with a lot of responsibility that got thrown on to me, and I'm just a single person.
The universe will not let you down. Source energy will not let you down. You're not gonna find yourself on Skid Row or anything like that. Follow your heart.
Okay.
Use your intuition, okay, Tasha? And it's a worry. I know. I was unemployed for a whole year. I know what that's all about. It's scary. I can feel your fear, but I want you to release that fear, because the opposite of fear is love. So I need you to find that love of what you love to do and pursue it, okay? And as a healer myself, as a healer, that's what I'm trying to bestow upon you. So with that, I'll pass.
All righty. Hi, Tasha. This is Lynn.
Hi.
And I'm going to start backwards with what I got for you, because I did get an image of how eagles deal with storms. And I think this is for you as a kind of metaphor. When an eagle has to get through a storm, they go way up to the tallest tree. They let the air currents carry them above the storm, and they ride out the storm above it. That metaphor is for you, okay? What it means is you need to rise above what's happening to you. And I would do it, and I'm not sure, I wish Jan were with us tonight. She could tell you what the eagle totem means, but you can look that up on the internet, find out what the eagle represents for you, okay? And I'm also going to suggest, too, that if you're able to, have we got...
That's my twin sister talking. She's thinking the ring you giving y'all gave it to me is her.
No, I'm just saying I know of. That was 2 days ago. I just saw it.
Okay, but she's talking to me though.
Right. I know. I'm just saying 2 days ago. It's probably both of us.
No, it's me. They talking to me, Tasha. Yeah, you can go ahead. Man. I'm a triplet, so it's irritating.
Okay? All right. Well,
I'm a triplet.
Did you get the info on the eagle that I just gave you?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Okay. Take that to heart. Okay. Listen to, if you can, the Enter the Light show on Friday. They're going to have another session on boundaries, which is something I'm picking up very strongly for you. As you enter this work, one of your first things you've got to learn, one of your first disciplines is safety, boundaries, keeping the energies you want in the energies you don't want in, out. So you want to be really, really careful. And what comes up here is this. Do not give people more information than they can handle. So if there's people who are going to get weirded out by what you're doing, don't bother with them. Don't even rent them space in your head, because they're going to mess with your energy. You need to have a clear vision, a clear sight, and very, very keen discipline for this work. So you start with your visions. You're having visions, which is fabulous. That's clairvoyance. Okay? And you want to try some sound work. Try some binaural beats. And try working with some mathematical music. For example, Bach, okay? The cello suites are very, very, they're good for left brain and right brain balance because of the mathematical precision of the music. It really takes your brain into theta state. Okay, and what else do I have for you? Oh, okay, things to try. It sounds to me like you might want to try remote viewing. Absolutely work on astral travel, and you can look up a chap. He's a really, really ancient guy, but his words are still good today, and his name is Lobsang Rampa. Beyond the Tenth is the book I would recommend to learn the technique for astral travel. It's really basic, like a kindergarten book, but go from there. And be very, very careful of the energies around you, because they can cause you to be unbalanced. Sound
Oh, I do. I have the remote viewing ability.
I'd say so. Practice. Absolutely practice. You know, it's
okay.
It's like, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, 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 and do that.
I know.
But
I do the astral travel. That's easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, then you're getting information in when you're astral traveling.
Okay.
You're learning. I mean, you're on the right track. I think your biggest thing is keep away the negative Nellies. Just avoid those people. They have no, like, they'll want to tell you what to do, and you're, you know, like what's her name in Wizard of Oz? Glinda. Be gone. You have no power here. Just shoo them away. Okay, because I think that's your biggest challenge is the physical people, not the spirit. I think you're okay for spirit. You're working hard. Keep the discipline. Learn everything you can. Just never stop learning. I think you're going to be fabulous. Keep above the storm is your message.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're very welcome, Tasha. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay,
Lynn.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay.
I have the meaning for the eagle if Tasha's still with us.
Oh, heck. I've hung up, but I bet she's still listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I just the other day received my new book of the spirit guide, spirit animals. And the eagle, it says there's an opportunity for you that you're considering, and it would be best if you take advantage of it soon. There will be a new beginning in a positive direction following a recent period of strife, one in which you've gained a great deal of stamina and resilience. Detach and rise above the mundane so that you're able to see your life and circumstances with a broader perspective and greater vision. It's time for a great spiritual awakening, one where you experience a greater connection to the divine. This is an important time to communicate with the divine for creative inspiration, so heed any guidance you receive. Whatever you put out, positive or negative, will now return to you in some form more quickly than ever.
Yahoo! Thank you, Sue. That was really good.
Yeah,
oh.
And we just met Ryan.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll see if he pops back.
Yeah.
And here we go. I've just picked up 646. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Patricia. Is it 646709? Is that what you got? Because that's me.
That's you.
That's you.
Okay, good. Perfect. Good evening. Blessings. How's everybody?
Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Thank you.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I have a lot of questions, if you don't mind me asking. I feel like I am intuitive, and I'm just going to give you a couple of examples. Like, I see a lot of things in dreams, and then they happen. For example, I saw my son having a really bad car accident, and I woke up in a really bad sweat. The next day, I woke up, and I said to him, "Do not take your car out. I just have a bad feeling about it, and just stay home." And about 4 or 5 hours later, I got a phone call from my mother saying that my son was in a bad car accident and his car had flipped over. He totaled like 5 cars along the way, got a concussion. He was upside down. But in my dream, I felt that the dream I had prior to the car accident the night before that, I felt that he was sitting on the couch and it was cold, and I kept wrapping blankets around him in the dream. So when my son had his car accident, I finally got him out of the hospital and everything. He was okay, just a concussion, and he, you know, said he should have listened to me. He called me a witch, but my kids always call me a witch. I say, like, you know, what was going through your mind when you were flipping, like, you know, because, sometimes you think you're going to die. And he goes, it's the weirdest sensation, Mom. He goes, I just felt like I would be okay because somebody kept wrapping blankets around me. And he goes, what I felt, like blankets were being, you know, wrapped around me and I was okay. And so I have dreams like that. I say things and then they happen, and this is a horrible thing. I just want you to hear me out. My son's father, not a very good person, and, you know, he called wanting to see my son, harassing me, barraging me in the whole nine yards. My son was 10 at the time. And the last words I said to him was, do me a favor, why don't you die tomorrow? And he died the next day. So
wow.
These things like weird me out. Like I said, I have dreams. I think I've astral traveled before through my sleep paralysis because I get that a lot. And I just want to know, do I even have abilities or am I just like just weird? I just don't know what's going on with me.
Wow.
I can help with that. I can help with that.
You go, Ryan.
All right.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Patricia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I want you to. Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Okay. I want you to do this. I want you to do yourself a solid and purge yourself of all anger and negativity in your body. Okay. You can do that through grounding, clearing your energy, or through meditation. Go outside and hug a big oak tree. You're very angry. I'm picking it up on an energy field. As regards to your astral travel, yes, you are correct. You astral travel. Everyone does. When we go to sleep, we exist on the third dimension, space, time, and matter. When we sleep, we go to the fourth dimension. At a minimum, we go to the fourth dimension, which is the astral plane. Okay, everyone astral travels. Sometimes, if you're a higher vibrational being, you go through wormholes and you go up all the way up to the fifth, sixth. You cross over to the other side. You take some lessons. You go to school and you come back to your body. And let me ask you this really quick. You ever, in your dreams, you ever gone into a building, into an elevator, and the elevator went nuts? It's like, I only ask this because when I dream, I hate going into elevators because I know what that means. It means I'm going through wormholes, and the
yeah,
elevator drives
yeah.
me. It screams up or it screams down. There's no control. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up in my bed in hot sweats. Or, you know,
yeah.
I hate elevators because I know exactly what they mean. I'm going through wormholes. So, yes, to answer your question, you everyone astral travels. But I guess what I want you to do is you have a little bit of, I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but your fourth chakra requires a little bit of healing, okay? You have a little bit of anger in there. It's not balanced. It's not rotating as it should. So, and I don't know if that's a previous life carryover. I'm not channeling at this moment in time. I'm just, I'm only picking up some heaviness in my heart from you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. I don't think that I have. You talked about, I don't think you were on, they talked about the Akasha records. And I kind of just had that done subliminally. Like, you know, I have no soul shifting, no shells, no LPI. I'm not a changeling, and I'm not directing disruption. So if that means anything. So I don't think, you know, my negativity is coming from a different source other than from myself.
I would suggest you try some Ho'oponopono.
Excuse me?
Some Ho'oponopono. That's the forgiveness between the divinity, which is the superconscious, and your conscience. So, in other words, if you Google Dr. Henlu, and I'll spell it, H Doctor, H E N. Space, L-E-W, and this is just one tool for your toolbox, okay? Ho'oponopono, and that's basically what that is it's a relationship between the child and the parent, or your superconscious and your subconscious, and it has to do with previous lives that went unresolved, and there may be some anger that you experiencing a previous lifetime, Patricia, that you carried over to this lifetime through no fault of your own, okay? Through no fault of your own. You decided to incarnate now in this day of time, and your spirit's like, well, I'm going to carry this baggage with me, and she's going to have to suck it up until she figures it out. And if she doesn't figure it out, then we're going to have to do another incarnation or whatever. So that is one tool to help you out. I know.
Oh, God,
with
I would
current...
to be a no, no.
Do
we
yeah,
have a choice
no,
if
I
we don't want to incarnate or not?
My next incarnation, I better be a Pleiadian or a Starseed. That's all I have to say.
Okay,
if I come back...
Thank you.
So,
you know, you said that was
so
Dr. H-E-N _ Lu, L-E-W?
Hen Lu, H-E-N...
Okay.
Space L E W. It's called
okay.
Ho'oponopono. So
Pono, like P O N O.
You know, I'm. It's like Mississippi. There's too many consonants and too many vowels. Now you're making me Google this. Hold on here for a second.
Okay.
Because I'm in front of my computer.
I'm sorry.
Ho'oponopono. I don't know how the heck to spell it either. Okay. I found it here. H O
okay.
apostrophe.
H-O? I'm sorry.
Apostrophe.
Okay.
Yeah. H O apostrophe. O P. O N O. P. O N O.
Ooh, that
and
is
that's
like
just. Yeah, that's what I said. You know, but it's a 15-minute exercise. It doesn't take long to do. And as you exercise and you become used to it, it'll help you if that is the situation where you have to cut the cords from a previous life. It'll help you with that. It'll help you with your anger issues because I get this anger. My upper jaw muscles are tired and sore right now as yours are. And,
yes, they
have,
are. Literally, they
and,
are.
I know they are because I'm cracking my neck talking to you. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
You know, no, I want you to, Patricia, drop your shoulders, relax. Okay, drop your shoulders and relax and say, ooh, just like the Karate Kid from that 1980s movie when he did the Capitol L, he goes, ooh. All is well. Ooh, okay.
Okay.
And that's what I have for you.
Thank you, Ryan.
I hope that helps.
It sure does. Thank you.
Hi, Patricia.
Sue,
this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
For one of your earlier questions about being weird, of course you're weird. We all are. Life would be so boring if we weren't weird.
True.
But what you were seeing with your son was a premonition, and we all get them at different levels and different points in time. And with your husband, ex-husband, I had an experience similar to that, not as drastic, but similar, when I was very, very young. It was with my dad. He was playing ball with my cousins and a bunch of neighbor kids, and we were not allowed to play. We could watch, but we couldn't play. And I remember, I wish something would happen to him, and he broke his ankle.
Oh, my.
So that is an example of how you have to keep a rein on your energy and protect your energy field. Because when we put negative energy out into the universe, negative things happen, and then they come back to us. So it's a big boomerang effect. You have to be very positive. If someone treats you like crap, don't accept it, but just brush them off and wish them well. Don't wish negative happenings on them. Just say, I don't need you in my life anymore. I hope you find happiness. Goodbye. I'm done.
That makes sense, too. But what Ryan says about being angry, I'm really pretty much a pretty happy person. I only have anger issues with my mother. And that's it.
Don't get me going on that. I'm going to go along with that, what you said about being a happy person, because as soon as you started talking, I saw sunflowers. And I looked up the meaning of it, and the sunflower, it says, gifts of radiant warmth. Sunflowers are the happiest of flowers, and their meanings include loyalty and longevity. They are unique in their ability to provide energy in the form of nourishment and vibrance, an attribute which mirrors the sun and the energy provided by its heat and light. So you do have a lot of positive energy and a lot of love and warmth and light in you. You just have to learn to control the anger and the darkness that can creep in on you. Protect your energy field. Always surround yourself with a white light and say however is meaningful to you. But when I surround myself, I say no negativity is allowed in this space, only positive energy, love, and light. I do not allow the majority of the time. Sometimes they still creep in. But when you surround yourself and you protect your energy field, the negativity does not affect you as strongly. And when it does come into your space, you can react in a more positive manner.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have any questions for me, hon?
Well, the other day, probably 2 days ago on the anniversary of my son's father's death, I went into my office, and right in the middle of the desk, I don't even know where it came from, but there was a white feather. And I don't know, like, who dropped that for me, but I don't have any feathers around, so I don't know where it came from.
Would be more than likely him letting you know that he is around. And if you have any residual negative feelings about what had happened, you need to release them.
Okay.
Don't hold on to it.
It's more guilt. It's more guilt for saying it than anything else. Not more negative, but just guilty that I said it and it happened.
And what you have to do is you have to release that guilt into the universe, back to mother and father God, back to your deceased husband, whoever you need to say it to. I am so sorry for having those thoughts, and I am turning the guilt over to you. And don't dwell on that guilt anymore. Let it go. Let God have it.
Okay.
They're so much more powerful to deal with these things than we are, and all we have to do is ask God, universe, spirit, our angels, spirit, whatever you believe in, ask them to take it away from you. And then don't dwell on it. Let it go. Let them deal with
it. Do I have any angel guides?
Oh, yeah. You have a spirit guide named Glenn. He's your primary guide. And I'm hearing three angels. So whenever you get into, you know, a funk of any kind, or you just need guidance, call on your spirit guide and call on your angels. They're always there to help us, but they won't step forward until we ask them to.
And they don't have names, right?
The angels, no. Angels don't have names unless they're an archangel.
Okay.
So they're always the same ones
that are around.
Yeah, just call my angels or my spirit guide, my spirit team, however you want to refer to them. If I'm talking to my guides, I talk to my guides by name. If I'm talking to my angels, then I refer to the angels. If I need all of them, that is my spirit team.
Oh, I like that, spirit team. I like that.
So when I call on my spirit team, that's all my guides and that's all my angels to come and work together to help me through a situation. And try to remember to your guide on a daily basis. Even it's just to say, hi, I know you're there, and thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And with that, I'm going to pass you over to Lynn.
Okay, Patricia.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Patricia. That was really good, Sue and Ryan. I'm pretty much repeating what both of you said, but I'll go for it anyway. What happened to your husband is not funny in the least, but what came through was a scene from the old TV show Bewitched, where the next-door neighbor, what was her name, Gladys, accidentally got the witch powers and said to her husband, Abner, dry up, and poof, he's a little pile of dust on the chair. And I don't think they are saying that to laugh at your situation, because that's not funny, but you, and also you didn't kill your husband, you know that, right?
Right.
Tell me again, you know that?
Because he was an alcoholic, so basically his days were numbered at some point in time. I don't know when they would have been, but, you know, his liver kind of went on him, so, and he died in his sleep. I don't know if it was from heart failure or liver failure. It was one or the other.
Okay, but you know you didn't kill him. Just you got to lose that, because, it's a fear-based emotion. It's not really useful to you. You are definitely, you have the ability of precognition fairly highly developed with you. So that's something to work on. It's like one thing to have the tools, but it's another thing to know how to use them. And that's where the discipline comes in. If you've got these abilities, And everybody does. Yours are very strong, so work with them. And again, I keep going back to this, but it's a really true thing that there is an electromagnetic reality to our thoughts, which is why when we wish, if somebody comes onto us harmfully, we do not give it back. It's like spitting into the wind. The way to deal with people like your mother, people that drive you crazy, is to observe your feelings. Don't have them. Don't let the feelings have you. Observe them. Ask yourself what is being asked here in the situation. Usually when people are losing their marbles and flipping out and giving you grief, they're asking for something. They're trying to get a message through in the worst possible communication possible, but there's something being asked. Neil Donald Walsh has great videos on that, what to do when people push your buttons and trigger you. And he's on Facebook. He's all over the net. So look up some of those. They're really good tools to help when you feel like you're going to get angry back. Because, we all know, you cannot bring the same anger to a situation that started it in the first place. And the image of fire
Lynn, I avoid that anger at all costs, because I don't speak to my mother at all.
Avoiding
for
anger.
For me, that's...
Yeah, you're avoiding her, but make sure you're not confusing avoidance with stuffing, okay? Because sometimes we stuff that down, because there's nothing to do with it. It's like stuffing things under the bed, right? But eventually you're going to find things that, you know. But, work with the anger. Use it as a tool to increase your knowledge and to increase your empathy. You don't have to deal with her. You have that choice. But you can work with the emotion and not let it become a war. Very important. It takes two to tangle, right? So you're stepping back, the wise thing. But I think you have a lot of abilities to develop and work with. And with these abilities comes the responsibility to walk the talk. And it's a pretty straight and narrow path we're asked to walk, because all you can do is stay with the truth. But that's the cool thing, is the truth is always the best place to come from anyway. But you know what? I think you're going to be fabulous. The image of fire comes through for you. And it's like tend your own fire. And don't worry, but work on your abilities and develop them. And, yeah, we're hoping like the whole world to start working from just more than a five-sensory place. We may get the world we all want, you know, peace and no war and no idiots. But
well, this is very true, Lynn. We need a lot of love, you know.
We sure do.
And I feel I'm a loving person. I have empathy. You know, I just have that one anger negativity, which is called MOM in my life. But other than that, I mean, I'm pretty, you know, loving.
Oh, yeah. No, the world, there's always someone out there to trigger, you know, and it's a test. It's a test. But, you know, as I love that little thing Ryan does, like, ooh-sah. And I did find out, I was, I have to share this with Ryan, but the syllable sa means to know in the Tungus language. So... Tungus language is a combination of the reindeer people and the Manchurian language, and one of their mantras is it's the same syllable that defines the word shaman, sha to know. So, if you didn't know that, Ryan, like I thought that was pretty cool.
I think that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that either. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and Patricia, I just wanted to make one clarification here, and I forgot to add two more things. When I said you were angry earlier, I got that word angry from my spirit team, and I wasn't sure where it was coming from, but now I do know where it's coming from because they didn't give me any clarity on it. They just said angry, so I blurted that out. But,
that's fine.
And that's from a singular perspective, which is from, obviously, we all know, it's from your mom. But if you haven't already done this, please get yourself a black hematite stone, okay? You can get that on eBay or Amazon. They're not expensive, like $2-3 a piece, whatever. Get yourself a black hematite stone, and that will the black hematite will help absorb any negative energies that come your way when if you're not aware of it. I mean, trust me, when I go into the Walmarts of the world, when I go into a store, you're bombarded. There's bars or pubs or whatever. You're being bombarded by negative energies, and if you forget to protect yourself, the black hematite will help you. It absorbs all that stuff. And, you know, don't forget the smudge and get yourself a dream catcher. And don't forget to take your Epsom salt baths once or twice a week, okay?
When you say a smudge, is that like a sage smudge?
Yeah. It's a white sage. And once again, you can get that on eBay. And trust me, white sage is very, very strong. It don't take much.
Okay.
I ought to know because you burn a little bit of it, and you have a party that night, and people thinking, what is this, a smokehouse? It doesn't take much. So, yeah, get yourself some white sage and a dream catcher and some black hematite, and take your Epsom salt bath and make sure you find that tall oak tree, hug it, and picture the benevolent white light coming from the universe, and just feel that energy going from your seventh down to your first chakra and giving it to Gaia. Okay?
Okay.
So I apologize. I'm
going to be saying that all over the house now. I can't.
Yeah, so that's how that works. So anyway, sorry for the interjection.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it much. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Patricia. Thanks for calling in. And
thank you guys.
Working on your abilities. Yeah, keep on working. It's the best thing you can do with what you've got.
Okay, thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Oh, thank you. And to you, Lass.
And to you,
thank
too.
You.
Thank
yes,
you.
That's my name day. It's my name day.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely.
Awesome.
All righty then.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Love and
you
light
too.
To you. Bye-bye.
Love and light.
Okay. Sue, who we got next?
Okay. Next we have area code 860. Are you with us?
Hi, I'm with you guys.
And can we get your name, please?
Laura. I called last week, too.
Well, hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
How can we help you tonight, hon?
Week has been kind of bad for me. My ex, who is also the father of my child, we've been having like a lot of issues. We've had issues for a few years now, but it's getting worse because our child is different.
Okay.
That's
take a breath,
take
Laura.
Take your time.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it's just really stressful. Like, I want things to get better, but it's just, like, the one thing in my life right now that is really stressing me out and just bringing me down. And I just want things to be, like, I'm really torn between wanting to be like a really good co-parent and try to get along with him, but then also advocating for my kid and just try to be, it's very hard. It's like I'm between a rock and a hard spot, and I just really don't know like how to deal with the situation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the first thing that I have to say as a parent, the most important thing is your child's welfare.
Yeah.
Does your ex put in positive time with the child? Is he able to encourage your child and help your child with growth?
I would say yes, but just not with the differences that they have. He kind of wants my kid to be, like, put in this box that he thinks is the appropriate way for my kid to go, but my kid is, like, so not in that spectrum that it's, like, he can't just let my kid be who they are, you know?
Do you mind me asking, is your child autistic?
No.
No? Okay. Because I got autistic, but that's just, that could be just something for me because
okay.
I have a grandson that's autistic and, you know, special, different.
Yeah.
Type.
It's hard for me to just like come out and say it just because it's like so different. Not a lot of people accept it.
Right.
So I really don't like to always talk about it.
And that's fine. That's fine. That's what you have to do, what is best for you and your child.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly if you could bring in a third person, a counselor, a therapist, something
mm-hmm.
like that, you and your ex can meet with and try to find a common ground. Because if you get
He literally fired our therapist this week. So it's like he just burns everything down. It's like everything that I try to like make progress with, he just shuts it down.
So is he in denial that there's something special about the child?
Yeah. We really think that my kid is transgender and that usually not very acceptable to talk about, so I didn't really want to bring it up, but I can't really, I guess, go around it at this point. You know, the dad is just very masculine and wants to make him a boy, you know, when it's like my kid has been saying forever that they're a girl, and it's like he just doesn't want to accept it.
Does your child talk to her father about how she feels?
No, it's gotten to the point where she will hide it. She will not really want to, like, she'll pretend, like, she'll appear more boy over there just to kind of...
to pacify him.
Yeah, to pacify him. And it's really, really hard for them. It's really hard for them because it's like, they did try to do it for years. They tried to say, you know, Dad, I'm a girl. Dad didn't get it. It would always, you know, be bad. And now they're just like, I'm just going to.
You know, she has to be who she is for her.
Yeah.
And might come to the point where she just has to say, you know what, Dad, this is who I am. And you either have to love me and accept me as I am, or we're going to have to stay away from each other.
Yeah.
Because she has to live her life how is best for her. And
mm-hmm.
you being the mother, we're the supportive, the nurturing type, more so
yeah.
than fathers. Fathers are too, but it's a completely different role. And if you have an extremely masculine, dominant male, it
yeah.
makes them feel insecure and like they failed.
Because, yeah, I think that's what that.
Yeah, it's my child was born a boy. He is supposed to grow up a boy. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have male parts, you are a male. And that's not
mm-hmm.
not always the way it is. And that's the issue
yeah.
that he has to be able, the father has to be able to accept that even though your child might have been born with male parts,
mm-hmm.
she is male, and
yeah.
that is something he is just going to have to accept, and your daughter's just going to have to stand up and say, this is who I am, you have to accept me and love me as I am, or we're going to have to cut ties for now.
Yeah, I mean, he's so narcissistic that he literally believes, I will talk to the doctor, the therapist, the school, all of these things, they know what's happening, I keep them in the loop, and the dad says they don't know what they're talking about. They just have a piece of paper. Like, he just thinks he's right, and I'm like, no, the doctor sees this. The therapist sees this. They've been following this for years, and it's not going away.
Yeah, it's your ex's own insecurities.
Yeah.
And it makes him feel less manly. So
yeah.
Until he can step back and take a look at the broad picture, he's not going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just have to step up and be mom and dad, have a heart-to-heart discussion with your child, and say,
mm-hmm.
I love you, I accept you for who you are. You know, is this what you want to do? Do you want to sit down and tell your father, this is me, love me,
mm-hmm.
accept, or stay away?
Yeah.
That might be a thing for her at this stage in her life where she's discovering who she is and
mm-hmm.
trying to move forward as who she is.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think that would be good.
Yeah. It's one of those things where she needs all the loving, positive attention she can get and the support. And
yeah.
it's one of those things that even if somebody's related by blood, but all they bring is negativity, you got to cut them out.
Yeah.
As hard as
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, he's really not the best. Like, I feel like I've had past lives with him, and he's done the same thing over and over and over again. Like, he is, like, a con artist. He is a liar. He's a cheater. Like, I have gone to psychics in the past, and they have literally said that he's going to end up in jail. So it's just like, I don't know why the universe chose him for me. I know I have a kid with him, but I'm just like, this is crazy. This is like too much for me.
Well, we go with who we go with to learn life lessons.
Yeah.
So possibly your life lesson was to be a stronger woman and a stronger mother. And
yeah,
you know,
that makes sense.
You know what not to do next time.
Yeah.
It's one of those things,
yeah,
been there, done that, see you later, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, I am such a nice person. I want to be nice to him, and I want to be a co-parent, and I want to be fair about everything, but it's like, I have to put my kid first, you know?
Absolutely. You have tried everything on the positive field, and not to be negative, but it might just be time to be tough now.
Yeah.
Now it's to show your strong, tough side.
Yeah. That's a good idea, because nice wasn't working.
And you don't have to be mean about it. You just have to be strong.
Yeah.
You know, this is my child. This is what she needs, and this is what she's going to get. And, I mean, if it takes going back to court to change the parenting, visitation, whatever agreements, that might
mm-hmm.
be what you have. But you have to step up. You have to be the strong one and the supportive
mm-hmm.
one and be there for her.
Yeah.
He's not going to be yet.
Yeah.
And he may never be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I hear for you, Laura. I hope it helped a little bit, hon.
Thanks. Yeah, it does.
Okay, and I'm going to pass you over to Ryan and see if Ryan has anything for you tonight.
Oh, I have a little bit of information here. How you doing, Laura?
I'm doing good. Hi.
I want to hear you say, I am doing fan-damn-tabulous. Can I get that from you?
Fan-damn-tastic. I forgot the last
No,
part.
I didn't say it. I said fan-damn-tabulous.
Fan-damn-tabulous.
There you go. Oh, I love seeing your pearly whites. Okay, awesome. Hey, first order. I wanted to get you to smile. That was my goal.
Thank you.
Yeah, so first order of business here. Can I get just the first name of your kid, please?
Jay? That's also
Jay.
The X is Jay also.
Jay. J-A-Y? Is that his birth name, or is it Jay?
J-A-C-K. It's Jackson is the full name.
Oh, I love Jackson. So do you call him Jax?
Yeah, I usually say Jack.
So kind of like Sons of Anarchy, you know, Jax. Hey, Jax. All right. Okay, so here's where I'm going with this. Jack. I'm going to call him Jax because I love Jax. Jax was a cool character in Sons of Anarchy. Jax is highly, and this isn't news to you. It shouldn't be. In the back of your mind, because there's a little bit of denial there, but he's highly intuitive. He sees spirit. Okay?
Yeah.
His six chakra is open. He is a Pleiadian. He is very advanced.
Yeah.
His vibrational frequency is higher than his dad's. It's higher than yours. His dad has a lower vibrational frequency. I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. I said, I can definitely sense that.
Yeah. Well, dad has a few lessons to learn. And he may be making a few more trips to planet Earth after this incarnation, but that's not your business, and that's not Jack's business. Your vibrational frequency is a little lower than Jack's, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We all grow and accelerate at the same at our own pace. But as Jax is growing up, he's teaching his dad a lesson of acceptance.
I like that. That's good.
But the byproduct of this, Laura, is that it's creating mm-hmm. anxiety for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I need you to drop your shoulders a couple inches and say, because you are all in the same soul group. So what I'm going to do for you, because and Jax is I don't know his age, 11 to 14, something like that, or am I way off the balance here? I don't know.
The attitude's up there to 14, but a younger.
Okay, so he's maybe, what, 7 to 9-ish?
Yes, 7.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for you, and I've never done this before, is that I have the ability... And when I channel, when I do my healing work, I use my spirit team, and I can do I do DVR, like digital video record or whatever. I'm going to try to sow a relationship between Jax, yourself, and his father, and do a DVR for you, do a pre-recorded, and I've never done this before, but I got nudged by the spirit team saying, Ryan. And because Jax is a child, we're all children of God, but, you know, your stressor, your hot buttons are coming from the father. So I'm going to reach out to his higher self, okay? So what I'm going to do for you, I'm being very, very serious. I've never done this before. I'm going to do a DVR for you. I'm on Central Time right now, so it's, 8:16 p.m.? What time do you have right now, Laura?
9:15.
Okay, so you're an hour ahead of me. So at 9:30 Central Time, which is 10:30 your time, I'm going to rope in my spirit team. And they are going to work on the three of you in a chain of command. And think of it as a conduit. I want his dad, Jay Sr., to look at Jax through his higher self. And we're going to heal the three of you together, okay? And it's going to last for a half hour.
Thank you.
It is what it is, because I sense the desperation from you, your anxiety levels. You're at a 13 out of 10 right now, maybe even a 14 or a 15. I don't know. You're not happy with his dad. We need you to get you to relax. And Jax, your son Jax, hey, man, he sees a lot of stuff. And he's afraid to talk to his dad about it. But after this session, he's going to come to you and say, hey, Mommy, I see this, that, and the other thing. And you're going to say to him, that's so awesome. Tell me more about that. Okay? And your third eye, your sixth chakra, is going to start to open up too. So you're going to get a little headache over this, okay? You're going to wake up tomorrow morning with a headache. Don't worry about that. That's just a process. That's the process of your pineal gland opening up, okay? Your bridge to the spirit world. All right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
yeah, so never mind that $1 million invoice I just sent you. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to put some levity in the situation. But no, I'm serious. With all sincerity, your son Jax, he's highly advanced, and he came here to teach you both a lesson, but most likely his dad. But
that's awesome.
Like I said, you're the derivative of that. You're kind of like your anxiety, your stress, you're watching that. You're like, come on, Mr. Jay Senior, why are you doing that? So I need you just. What's that?
The thing is with me, like, I don't look at the way people look. I don't look at male, female. I look at the inside soul, and I'm just like, hey, you want to be feminine, whatever. Like, I accept you. Like, if you want to be in, you know, whatever. I'm like that. So when Jack started saying they felt more female, I was like, that's cool. Like, I don't know what that means, but whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and you love your son for who he truly is. He came here for a reason, as for who he truly is. And so that's how that works. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, there was one thing, actually. Last week when I called in, we were talking about the third eye. And I did focus on opening it more. And I actually was seeing, like, people come through, like, faces and stuff. And I'm, like, just thinking, do you pick up that I actually know those people? Or are they just random people from a different dimension?
Hold on here for a second. soul groups. These people that are coming through are soul groups.
Cool.
So they are from different, because we exist in the third dimension, okay? There's 12 dimensions.
Yeah.
We're in the third. Prime source is the 12th dimension. You have the astral plane, fourth dimension. You cross over like this, fifth dimension, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, they are from different dimensions, but they're coming through to you, and they're part of your soul groups. And I will say this to you. You are protected. You are warded. Anything that comes to you out of fear is not crossed over to the light, okay?
Okay.
So just remember that, okay?
Okay.
And with that, it'll pass.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi there. So,
hi.
Laura, how are you? I did get such a huge feeling of ego and fear and issues, like this ex of yours is a real stone wall, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Carl Jung suggests when you come up against a stone wall that you can't climb over, you put down roots and grow until you're tall enough to climb over that. It's a vine metaphor, but I like it. The expression, be reasonable, do it my way, comes through. And so there's that added annoyance of his assumption that he should be the one in control. So, you know, that's going to get up your nose a bit, I think. The mama bear, which you are, your job is to have the clearest and the most loving communication with your son, daughter, that is possible, and to let them know that the problem lies with your ex's behavioral choices. Really important. Yeah, important to make sure you don't say this is a bad person.
Yeah.
The person, it's not the person, it's the behavior. The behavior is the issue. Okay. He is making some... Yeah, and he's learning through suffering as a soul on Earth, and it's through his own choices. And so, of course, you know, you're not going to let that in to as far as possible, right? And the image comes in of you as like a break wall. In the places where low-lying and the sea tends to come in, they have these walls, you know, in the sea to keep it from coming up onto the land. And that's what you're acting as. Yeah, for your child. The image, the yin-yang symbol comes in it's like the energy of your child. Do you prefer son or daughter? How would you prefer we refer? Because I don't feel...
I don't know
I
don't really know if they're going to end up being transgender. I feel they are. The doctors and everyone says they're going to be. So I just kind of I just go with whatever at this point.
And truly, gender identification who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as they're kind, as long as they're loving people, as long as they're happy, who cares, really? The mama bear energy that you've got is what is going to make, you know, you're going to be able to lay a solid foundation. And I only meant I just need a handle to say your son or your daughter. So anyway, it doesn't matter. Your child, that's where that the yin yang, like, I think your child is the one who's the least messed up of all in all of this. The adults are all like losing their marbles and fighting, and the, and this kid's trying to grow up and just be a human being, and that's where you can help. Just keep it simple. Yeah,
I'd rather it be simple. Us than them.
Yeah, but you know, they do, they absorb that, so try not to don't let that energy in. You can be strong. Yeah, warrior energy, but you know, we all have, it's actually good to practice your inner warrior. And you can do it lovingly. There's no need to fight. You just channel your inner Clint Eastwood and you'll be fine, you know. He rarely fires a shot, but you know, he's like, go ahead, make my day. Just, you know, be cool, but make sure you don't complicate things more for your child, because they're not complicated. They're just, you know, they don't need that. It's really simple, and just love and be loved and keep going. And, you know, it doesn't matter. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, keep us keep calling back, Laura, and if we can help you. But you know, this, you're just dealing with a goof, and when you know, all you can do is stand your ground, you know, and stand in your own love and your own light and your own truth, and know that you're protected. Yeah, he can't hurt you without your permission. Okay.
That's true. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, stay strong. You're gonna be fine. All righty then.
Night.
Good night, Laura.
Good night,
Laura. Good night, hon.
So I've talked to all the callers on hold, and I've let them know we'll give priority to them next week if they can call in early. Okay, so we'll have to wrap up night without any disappointments to people. So Sue and Ryan, why don't you guys give your information, how people can reach you?
Okay, I am on Facebook at Sue Fields Del Amante. You can also go to lblaisdale.wixsite, my tongue is rented today, .com/Sue, and that gives a little synopsis of who I am and what I do.
Excellent. Ryan.
Yeah, it says, with much love, appreciation, and gratitude, I thank you, ladies, for having me on tonight. For the callers, you can find me on Facebook. Just search Ryan Adragna. Also on the web at healingsthroughspirit.com. You can also find me on the Channeling Eric Medium's website, which is just search for Ryan Adragna. And you can also find me on LinkedIn if you search Spiritual Energy Healer. So, yeah, that's how that works. So, thank you very much. I had a blast.
Wonderful. Oh, Ryan, anytime. We love having you on. Your energy just kind of brings a synergy to the whole thing. It's wonderful. So you can reach me at lblaisdale.wixsite.com/Lynn and Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale. And email worklight99@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And that's the same time. That's 5 p.m. PST, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, Friday night is Enter the Light with Jen Drake-Bakke, Ryan Adragna again, and Shannon Johnson. And I think you guys are going to be talking about boundaries in the next show. And that again is at 5 Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. And I almost had rented lips too. Anyway, thank you to everyone. And thank you, Sue and Ryan. I just love working with you guys. And tune in again next week. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. We love you. Love and light.
Love and light.